Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly message for the month of July 2021, which is on favor, patterns, and relationships. And so this month of July, we have July 19th coming up. That's a date on the calendar when I was writing my book, 7 Dates with Jesus, that I felt like God really prompted me to mark the date on July 19th that, hey, this day is a reminder that you've got my favor. That my favor is on you for a lifetime. I'm surrounding you with favor like a shield, and my favor is on you for a lifetime. But it's also important to remember, Luke 2:52 says, Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with both God and people. So I believe not only do we have God's favor, but we can also begin to grow in this over time. And how do we begin to grow in favor? I think two of the biggest keys are patterns and relationships. We're going to be touching on this idea more about patterns and relationships and how it's important that when we have pattern recognition and that how those recognizing patterns changes the way we relate to people because we know them better. We understand them and we know them better. And this has to do with our relationship with both God, ourselves, and with people around us as well. But pattern recognition and relationships are two big keys. Well, let's get started. Let's pray. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. And if you're not familiar with this prayer, if you're not familiar with our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, this is the place to start. Whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children one day? And the book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones and all of these things. So I made it my goal to accumulate lessons and training and things that I could pass on for every area of life, both spiritually, mentally, emotionally, then the practical areas of life like money and health and finance, purpose, all of these types of areas. And when I first got started, I had no clue where to start, but God began to show up and he began to train me and he began to teach me. And a huge key to the things that he began to teach me was getting into a rhythm, recognizing some patterns that God has and getting into a rhythm with him, recognizing his pattern, the way he operates, the way he works, the things that push his buttons, the things that please him. As we begin to learn more and more about these things, we begin to grow in our knowledge of God. And knowledge is a big deal because it teaches us what to do. When we have knowledge, we know what to do and when to do it. We know the proper time of when we do something. When we truly understand and know something, we know what to do at the proper time. But if you're new to us here, this 30-day prayer challenge, what we do, we like to do it every day, every week, every month. That's part of God's rhythm. That's part of how we know God better is his temple had a rhythm. In the Old Testament of the Bible, there was a rhythm. There was a yearly cycle of feasts. There was a monthly new moon. There was a weekly Sabbath. And then there was daily sacrifices as well. That was the rhythm of the temple. That was God's rhythm that he instilled into the temple. And I believe we've begin to implement that rhythm into our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. We do on the bigger cycle of the yearly cycle, we do some special trainings. We do a monthly message. We do typically a weekly message. And then we do daily communion times as well. So today, we're going to be doing a little bit of evaluating the last month and looking ahead to the month of July here. We're going to do a little bit of teaching time, and then we're going to take communion over this upcoming month of July. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we're going to do the other half of prayer here. We're going to take a couple minutes to evaluate the last month, to look ahead at the next month and what we've got coming up. And then that will hopefully get us a little more clear as we move into this teaching and communion time for the month of July. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening to this and all of our families, our friends, those connected to us and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. And that we have your favor and we can continue to grow in our knowledge of you, that we could get to know you more and more. And that's just a true blessing in our lives. And I just thank you for your purpose and your grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to help us to get this month off to an amazing start, that we have an amazing, blessed month of July in 2021 here. We would see you coming through in new and amazing ways. Father, we ask you to expand our borders, expand our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and to know you more and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but starting with the people right around us. And we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do both today and this month of July what is right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's take a second to do the other half of prayer. Every month, I like to think of it as a fresh start. Every month is a fresh start. It's a new beginning. It's an opportunity to have a clean slate and start new again. Think about the moon. It goes through a full cycle and it comes back new every single month. We've got an opportunity. Every month is a reminder. Hey, we've got a new beginning with God. We've got a new beginning. We've got a clean slate. Let's make the most of it this month. But let's look back. The last month here, what were your wins? What was the progress that you made? What were the steps forward that you took over the last month? Could be things that you executed, things that you did, ways that you grew, steps that you took. What were your wins? What were your progress? What are the things you learned over the last month? It's good to look back and to gain some encouragement for those things. And then how was your, over the last month, if you were to evaluate yourself, how was your emotional state? How was your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God over the last month? Was it growing? Was it going the wrong way? And remember, God's supernatural peace, his supernatural joy, confidence in him, it's kind of like a light switch. Either it's flowing in your life or it's not. Are we getting better at sustaining it? Are we getting better? Are we having more and more moments of getting present, staying in that present moment with God, feeling his peace and his joy, feeling one with him? Is that growing in our lives? Which way is it going? And then if we were to look at the practical areas of life, just some simple things. If we were to look at every area of life, if we were to start with purpose, you could look at health, family, finances, order, time, and community. Which direction are we heading in each of those areas? Are you growing and seeing growth and progress in those areas, or do you feel like you're going the wrong way? And if you feel like you're going the wrong way, just a simple prayer that says, God, help me turn this around, and trusting that what he's put in you is more than enough to overcome whatever's going in the wrong direction, to stop it and to turn it around and to start it growing from that point on. You don't have to have it all figured out on day one, but you can stop and you can take one step in the other direction today and get it turned around and start moving in that direction. And trust that as you do, God's going to show up. He's going to help you to grow that thing and to turn it around. And just that simple prayer that says, God, help me turn this around. And I'm going to trust in you to help me to grow this. And you're going to show me the strategies. You're going to show me what to do. I'm going to get started and start walking, doing the things that I know to do in this. And then some simple questions. When was the last time you had some fun? Talk about having joy regularly. When was the last time you truly had something fun? In your family, are you experiencing joy in your family? Are you having fun on a regular basis? If not, go do something fun. How about, are your finances reconciled? Are your finances reconciled? Have you closed out the month in your finances, and are they reconciled? Are they up to date? Are you tracking and these types of things? Do you know what's coming in? Do you know what's coming out? Are you doing those things consistently? Are you working out consistently? Are you eating well? If not, what adjustments could you begin to make? How are you doing in your relationships? We're talking a lot today about how are you doing in pattern recognition and relationships? How are you doing in your relationships with how you relate with your spouse, if you're married, with your kids, with your coworkers? Is there any relationship that's lacking peace and unity? How could you get more, take some steps to get more together? And we'll be talking about that a little bit today. How about your level of just order in your house? What steps could you take to get some things more ordered in your house and in your environment? God often puts us in messy, disordered environments with the expectation that what he put in us is more than enough to equip us and empower us to create order in whatever environment we are put in. And order is often one of the keys that unlocks this greater flow of grace, where miraculous things begin to happen. When we start to put things in better order, that grace begins to flow at a much higher level. And then, as we look out at the next month, what are the things you know to do? Are there some recurring things that you know you need to do every month, making sure that those are accounted for, they're on the calendar? What's coming up this month? Is there anything out of the ordinary coming up this month that you need to begin to prepare for? What's coming up this month? Taking a look at the calendar, looking ahead and say, all right, what's coming up? What do I know to do over the next month? The things that need to get done, the things that I feel God's moving me in that direction. Now, in this month of July, like I said, July 19th seems to be this special day. And every year since I wrote that book, God has reminded me, hey, it's July 19th on the day of July 19th. This is the day reminder. You have his favor every day, but it's an annual reminder, just like the 4th of July coming up is a reminder of our independence and freedom in the United States. July 19th is a reminder. You've got God's favor on your life and praising him and thanking him for that consistently. Now, July, I found, is also a month where God begins to expand your vision. If you've been walking with God and you've been walking out his plans and his purposes for your life, often what I've found in July is he begins to expand the vision. He begins to grow it. He begins to expand it to another level, to start you thinking bigger. But in order to walk out God's plans and purposes for your life, you're going to need favor with both God and people. To walk out his plans and a bigger vision for your life, you're going to need favor with both God and people. And I've been talking with my kids. We've been doing some math work at home just over the summer here, just practicing their math skills. And I've been reinforcing to them over and over and over and over again. My daughter's like, I get it. Okay. That math, most of math is simply about understanding patterns and relationships. It's understanding patterns and relationships. It's recognizing patterns. Pattern recognitions is a very important life skill. In fact, they say that often the best CEOs in the business world are often the people who are the best at pattern recognition. A lot of your best investors in the world are great at what? Pattern recognition. A lot of your great inventors and these types of things are great at what? Pattern recognition. So math is simply about recognizing patterns. For example, if you're counting by eights, you know, we're learning times tables and some of these types of things with my kids. If you're counting by eights, eight is simply two less than 10. So every time I go up to the next number, it's two less in the ones column. And I keep repeating that pattern over and over. It's a repeatable pattern. And it's also understanding how different numbers relate to each other. Like this number is half of this number. This number is a quarter of this number. It's understanding how these numbers relate to each other. And so these same two skills, there's just, God's been bringing it to mind here lately, pattern recognition and relating. I think these are the two big keys to growing in wisdom, stature, favor, specifically favor with both God and people. And I have a friend of mine who built a fairly big organization. And he would often say, if you really want to know people, so every person has patterns. Every person has patterns. They have habits, they have routines, they have things that push their buttons, they have aspirations and dreams and visions and goals. Every person has those things. They have things, certain things that get under their skin. Every person has these patterns. And as we begin to recognize these patterns, and we begin to understand that person, and we begin to know them, it allows us to better relate to those people and to find ways to be a better blessing to them. Recently, on our partner Zoom calls, we've been talking about stepping into the world of the people around us. God stepped into our world, and he knows us. He understands us. He knows us. He stepped into our world. He didn't wait for us to step into his. He stepped into our world. And we can begin to do the same with the people around us and step into their world to listen, to be present, to be there with them, doing life with them. That's what Jesus did. But as we do that, we're going to begin to understand them on a whole new level. As we get present and we listen, we're going to understand them on a whole new level. And we're going to begin to recognize their patterns. We're really going to get to know them. And my friend who built a fairly large organization said, if you really want to know people, you need to know two things. What pushes their buttons? Number one, what pushes their button? What gets them angry, stressed, flustered, irritated? What pushes their buttons? Frustrated? What pushes those buttons? And every person is a little different. Every person has a little different emotional makeup. And yes, God has given us the ability to reprogram a lot of those buttons. If you want to learn more about that, you can go through a lot of the books and courses we have in our partner program. God has given us the ability to reprogram those buttons because he's more than enough. But every person has these buttons. And even God has buttons. There are things God hates. There are things that please God. He has a vision and a goal of uniting heaven and earth. He's got aspirations. He's got things that push his buttons. He doesn't like gossip and discord in the community and people that cause strife. He doesn't like pride. There's things that push his buttons that he does not like, but he also has dreams and aspirations. God also has a rhythm and a timing, like we talked about with this rhythm of the temple. He has a timing of when he does things. I think about my wife and my kids. They know me. They know me. They know my habits. They know my routines. They know the times when I do things. They know the things that I don't like. They know the things that I do like, the things that please me, and they know me. And the more and more they know me, it's easier to find ways to be a blessing. And as we're generous, we get out of our own head and we're more generous and more present. We see all these opportunities as we know people better to be a blessing to them. And the same is true of God. As we grow in our knowledge of God, as we know him better, we know his routines, we know his habits, we know his patterns, we know his timing of when he does things. One of the greatest keys I've learned, one of the accelerated keys, I believe, to growing in the knowledge of God is his yearly cycle. His yearly cycle, getting into this rhythm, that daily, weekly, monthly, yearly cycle rhythm with him. Why? Because it teaches you his timing. He set up all of that on a specific rhythm. And as you learn his timing, so like for example, my kids know at certain times of the day, I have certain things that I do. Most people in the world don't know that. They know at certain times of the day, I do certain things. And only people that live with me know those things. Well, we can begin to grow in that same kind of knowledge with God, that at certain times he does certain things. And we can grow in the knowledge of him. Now, as you get to know people more and more, you're going to learn these things about them. So my friend says this, you need to know what pushes their buttons, number one. And then number two, you need to know what gets them excited. You need to know their dreams, their aspirations, the things that get their juices flowing. The things that get their aspirations going. You need to know those two things. You know those two things about people. And all of a sudden, you listen and you're present and you're more aware and you develop understanding of them. You understand them. You get them. And then you know what pushes their buttons, their dreams, aspirations, all these. You can find ways to be a blessing to them. Same goes with God. And also knowing ourselves as well. It's important to know ourselves as well. Knowing God, knowing ourselves, knowing other people. And we can begin to grow in this. And as we grow in favor, as God begins to expand that vision, you can't make it happen on your own. You'll need favor with God and you'll need favor with people. But we're going to take communion over the month here. And every time we take communion, it's done just with this holy awe, just this reverence and this joy for what Jesus did for us and what he made available to us, that we can have a relationship with him, with God, the Father, with Holy Spirit, that we can know them, that we could be his children, just like my kids know my patterns and my routines. We could know our Father's patterns and routines. That's truly an amazing thing to think about. And we can find ways to be a blessing to him, to do what's pleasing to him, to do what's right and best in his eyes, and to do the same with people as well. That's truly an amazing gift. But I like to think of every time we're taking communion, we're releasing the old. We're letting go of the old. We're letting go of the month that was. We're going to take the lessons learned and the steps that we took forward and look at the progress we made and gain some encouragement from that and, you know, glean the messages and the lessons that we've learned from that. But now it's time to move on. We're going to activate this new, that God is with us. And that from this point on, we're going to grow in our knowledge of him. He stepped into our world. He's with us. We're going to grow in our knowledge of him. We're going to activate this today. And from this point on, we're going to grow in this to higher and higher levels every single day, every single month. He stepped into our world. We're going to know him more. And we're going to make it our goal to step into the world of the people around us and to understand them, to know them, to know what pushes their buttons, to know their dreams and aspirations, just simply getting more present and listening and being around them and being there with them. And as you do, you're going to see opportunities where you see their routines, you see their aspirations, you see their habits, you see their patterns, what pushes their buttons, and you will see opportunities to do good. You'll see opportunities to be a blessing to them because you know them. And we're going to start growing in this from this point on. But Heavenly Father, I thank you for this bread. Jesus has a pattern. Every time he took the bread, he gave thanks for it. Then he broke it. Then he distributed it to his disciples. He gave thanks. Often he blessed it. He gave thanks. He blessed. He broke it. Then he distributed it. So we're going to imitate that same pattern, just like Jesus did. We see this. He did this often. Every time. Gave thanks. Blessed it. Broke it, distributed it. We can mimic and imitate that same pattern because obviously if he did it, it was pleasing to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents, and we bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said this, "Take it, receive it." Receive what? That because of Jesus, you're righteous, you're holy, God's with you, he is for you. And from this point on, we can grow in our knowledge of him. Starting right now. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." The new covenant, we're letting go of the old. We're letting go of the past month, and we're going to start walking in this new way of living, starting right now, starting today. And this month, we're going to see a shift. In 1 month, you're going to see a major shift. You start walking in this at a higher level. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. In Jesus' name. All right. Now it's time to walk it out. Different from this point on. I believe every time we take communion, it's like a table turner. It turns the tables and changes the trajectory of our life going forward. And we're going to start to walk in this. We're going to grow in favor with God and people. How? Knowing them, understanding and knowing them. And when we know them, we're going to look for ways to be a blessing continually. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us inside of the Abundant Life Blueprint, we do live trainings where we discuss these things that we've been going over a little bit more. We've also got a whole series of courses and emails that guide you through everything we do, all the lessons for every area of life. We guide you through them step by step, one step at a time. But if you'd like to learn more about that, you can begin to partner with us at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.